If you've ever seen the movie Kingsman, it's about this tailor on Savile Row, which runs or is the front for a massive international spy network, complete with all the gadgets, all the secret trapdoors, the underground lair, the planes, the pens that explode, the fighting techniques and everything else, and also impeccable suits. Savile Row, which is probably the most famous road in the world when it comes to expert bespoke tailoring, is also host to a brilliant fashion label called Huntsman. And I suppose fashion label is even something of a misnomer, because this place is home to hundreds of years of expert tailoring. They've dressed the best and continue to do so. We got to pop in there on our adventures in London, spend a bit of time with the team, who told us about the movie, the inspiration for the movie, and how the two are actually linked, as well as who makes the clothes, how they fit them, and some of the secrets of what goes into making a truly great Savile Row suit.
One of our, one of the main attractions of Huntsman in the past 5 years, the fact that Matthew Vaughan, the director, was actually been a long-time client of ours, and he obviously directed the Kingsman films.
All right.
And, so he's been a client of ours since he was 18, and he kind of dreamt up this idea of, the Huntsman client managers and cutters being secretly spies, and we talked about how he was in the fitting room just over there, and he'd imagine it dropping down and going as this layer. Anyway, from that, he eventually kind of created the film Kingsman, and they were filmed here, and the Kingsman fitting room actually features quite heavily in it. And it was, so it was all inspired by and dreamt up his initial experiences at Huntsman. And we actually still have the Kingsman plaque outside.
Oh, do you?
So, yeah, I mean, it's quite funny. People are like, oh, is this Kingsman? And we're like, no, Huntsman.
That's so clever.
But yeah, it's a really nice one. And
did they use the front of your shop for the movie too?
Yes, they did. And it's 11 Savile Row. It's all kind of set really here. The only difference really is the name. And also in the film, the set is a little bit different. But the Kingsman room is exactly the same.
That's fantastic.
It's fantastic. If you've ever seen the films,
I've seen both of them.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
So,
they're terrific. I love they're all the best parts of James Bond with all the horrible parts taken out.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, and it's so English.
And have a really good British sense of humour, which
terrific.
I love. But yeah, and Campbell Carey, who's our creative director and co-head cutter, he actually makes a small cameo in the film.
Oh, really?
But the owner of Huntsman, Pierre Lagrange, was an executive producer on the film, and also another one of Matthew's films, Stardust. If you've seen that, he helped produce that as well.
Great.
So yeah, no, it's great, and it's done wonders for our business to really put us kind of on the map globally.
Fantastic. I love those movies. And,
yeah.
I've been to London a few times and looked into these windows and thought, one day, one day we'll make it happen.
Ross Carson is at Huntsman.
So Huntsman is coming to South Africa, is it?
Yes, so we're going to be coming out the end of July.
Now, people imagine in South Africa that means you're opening up a store.
No, we're not opening a store. We only have one store in the world officially, and that's on Savile Row, where we make all of the garments, and we do have a retail premises. When we come out to see clients in South Africa, it's just to see clients for consultations and fittings. In a bespoke process, you need at least 2 to 3 fittings, hence why we're going to come back out to South Africa at least 2 to 3 times a year.
That's terrific. And are you aiming this at a particular market? Are there people who've already approached you? Do you have existing clients that come from South Africa? They must be pleased if you do.
So we have a range of existing clients from all walks of life. We're not targeting one specific market, but we are obviously coming to Cape Town and Johannesburg, two of the major markets in the whole of South Africa. And from that, we're welcoming new clients, but also seeing existing ones as well. So.
Very good. And now, are your cousins lining up to come on a nice trip to South Africa, or are they apprehensive?
Well, they had an audition, so Josh was the lucky man to get through to the final stages.
Josh, you better enjoy sun and
mad parties and lots of extravagances. that's what we put on in South Africa, particularly in our summer.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this is terrific news because South African men, in my opinion, dress very badly, and you might be able to help them with that. And perhaps there are very prominent South Africans who will turn to you for some guidance as to how they should acquit themselves sartorially.
Well, we would hope so. Well, that's the reason why we're coming back out there so frequently, is to see all these different people that we couldn't see beforehand. And it allows you to order something from around the corner from you, potentially, instead of having to travel over, you know, thousands of miles to come and see us here in London.
The English do make the best suits in the world, don't they?
They do, yeah. A lot of people think the Italians do, but it all started here on Savile Row. So if you do want to get a bespoke suit made, you should come and see us here.
All right, good. I'll send you about 10 of my friends who I know will be lining up to come and do this. This is great. Huntsman, huh? Savile Row, the real deal.
All over the plush interior of this tailor, you'll see pictures of some of the celebrities and the stars and the royals that they've already dressed.
So, Joshua, you're a cutter here, and you have the very difficult job of measuring up people of all sizes and then being able to make the perfect suit for them, perfect jacket, perfect trousers, perfect waistcoat, whatever it is that you're making. And you said when we were talking a minute ago that you had to do an apprenticeship. I don't think there are a lot of things in the world that still require an apprenticeship. What was that like, and what did you have to do?
It was quite painstaking, actually. They have quite a traditional structure to them, so therefore there's a lot of after hours and a lot of merit involved. But yeah, it was an enjoyable process, and I'd recommend anyone who wanted to get into a craft to sort of go around that route.
And you said it was almost as if you had to prove you deserved to be taught.
That's right, yeah. Anything you do with the intention of pleasing your boss in order to encourage him to sort of drip feed you information.
And how long did this whole process take before you could actually call yourself a cutter and start work?
It varies, but usually about 4 or 5 years. It's whenever your boss deems you ready, sort of go out and start cutting on your own, that you sort of, you know, take on your own customers.
I'd imagine it almost is the high end of high end in some ways, because it requires skills that designers who are working without any stricture never have to deal with. In other words, that you're turning something which has over time been appreciated, improved and used into something with a very unique flair and style without it being a brand or anything coarse or vulgar.
Everything we do is understated. You know, the idea is to cut a garment that's catching to the eye, but without really being entirely sure to the untrained eye as to why. We want our customers to stand out without being bold. It's all about being quite discreet and quite subtle in our elegance. Yeah, that's what we strive for.
It's fantastic. All right, so what do you do when someone enormously fat comes in?
We take a couple more measures, and we deal with them as we would anyone else.
Very diplomatically put.